You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns single game tickets are on sale right now. ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Your chance to secure tickets to all Browns home games this season, including the games against the Broncos, 49ers, Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, and the home opener against the Titans. Tickets will go fast. To see the full Browns schedule, visit ClevelandBrowns.com or the Browns mobile app right now. Nathan Zegar and Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And we were going through the offense. Tight ends from this past week. We'll talk about them. We'll talk about the offensive line. Let's start with the tight ends. I thought, you know, Barnes got dinged up. He's fine. He's making his team. Jim Dre is Jim Dre. But I thought it was another solid showing from E.J. Bibbs. And I thought Rob Housler, who came in right away when Gary Barnage got hurt, not E.J. Bibbs, went out there and had his most productive outing to date as a Cleveland Brown.
I agree. And, you know, there was the catch that we referenced earlier, that in a tight window with a ding to the head. And technically, as we go back and look at that, did the penalty actually happen before the interception? Because the ball was in the air.
Yeah.
The ball was in the air when he got hit in the neck or got hit in the head, and the 15-yard penalty ensued, okay? So that's one technicality that could go back as not an interception for Josh McCown, which would have left him at, what, 7 of 9 instead?
Yep.
Instead of 7 of 10 and one less interception, but still the bad mistake. So there's that one. You know, I thought Housler, their ability to get Housler into space, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed his play up in Rochester prior to the Bills scrimmage, you know, getting open and Johnny finding him in the corner of the end zone on a kind of like of a flat corner route. And then E.J. Bibbs, they get him the ball quickly, and he does – he has to be averaging 7-plus yards in yards after the catch in yak yards right now for the Cleveland Browns. So you have to love what he does, and I thought that both Housler and Bibbs – while you want to continually talk about what value they have in the passing game, I thought they're evolving slowly in line blocking as not a complete liability, but they're going to be protected in situations where they can win and they're not asked to do too much in a one-on-one situation from a protection standpoint or you know, a run blocking standpoint. But
right.
Overall, like the room, and the room is improving, and I think that if all of them can play within themselves and step it up just a bit, they'll meet the need of this offense. So for that reason, I give them a B.
E.J. Bibbs, by the way, is averaging 8.6 yards after the catch per reception.
I said at least 7, so that was close.
E.J. Bibbs has already forced 6 missed tackles on those 5 catches. Every other tight end in the National Football League. This is every other tight end in the National Football League in the preseason.
Through 2 preseason games.
Have forced 16 missed tackles.
And he's done 6.
E.J. Bibbs has 6 missed tackles, and every other tight end in the National Football League has 16 combined.
Take it.
Guy is elusive in the open field.
He is.
8.6 yards after the catch.
Don't get your hopes too high, Browns fans. There's opportunity there with E.J. Bibbs.
I want to see what he can do in this game against Tampa Bay with the starters.
I do as well. I do as well. I do too. He deserves it.
And it's going to be tough, though, because this is one of those things that comes down to a balance. In the city of Cleveland right now, those who listen to Browns Daily, E.J. Bibbs is a hot topic. Around the nation, I bet E.J. Bibbs is not a topic whatsoever.
I bet you our tight end position is not a hot topic anywhere but here.
So I do think that they might also want to try to hide him and just slide E.J. Bibbs to the practice squad and keep Housler, Dre, and Barnage. If E.J. Bibbs can push Housler, who had a nice practice again today, made a beautiful catch on a deep ball that would have been a touchdown, then, you know, it just becomes more interesting. But Bibbs has been very impressive. Tight ends, again, to me, very solid in this game. I would give them a B+. The offensive line is where we're going to go right now. And, you know, we don't have to get into individual people, but the offensive line must do a better job in pass protection. It must do a better job in run blocking. And that's for the first team, especially because that's the one that's going to be playing on Sundays. But the second team, I mean, that picture of Isaiah Crowell that we showed last week was atrocious. Johnny was under fire all day long. This offensive line needs to be the strength of this team that the investment has been made in it to be.
Yes.
You've got Max, a first-round pick.
Hold
Joe
on.
Thomas.
Yeah, we go Thomas, one. Betonio, 2.
And he was 35th overall. So
right, 35th, early second. Then you've got a 1 at center. You've got a third-round pick, I believe, in John Greco, who's drafted by the Rams.
But we got him and extended him.
Exactly. And we have a second-round pick in Mitchell Schwartz.
And Cam Irving's a first-round pick.
And Cam Irving's a first-round pick.
Backing them up. So you're saying 3 1s, 2 2s, and a 3.
I bet you there's an average of 1.4. Round 1.4.
And both of those twos were early twos.
Correct.
Mitchell Schwartz was an early two as well.
Yes.
They've got to be elite.
They do.
And they're not doing that in pass protection, nor are they doing that in run blocking. Josh McCown can't be under pressure on 7 of his 13 dropbacks. Can't happen. The running backs need to get down the field before they are taking contact. Last week for Terrence West, it was about 1.5 yards that he was getting down the field. It's got to be a little bit better than that. They have got to do a better job, in my opinion, of working together, and maybe there's just, you know, they're struggling to be there. You know, they're struggling to kind of get together, as it were. But they need to do a better job. Right now, the Browns, who last year were second overall in pass blocking efficiency, are 28th in the league through the preseason.
That will come. I think this is a group that, you know, have gotten limited reps together in training camp. That I would love to see take another nice, solid step this week in a little bit more substantial playing time. But if you've tuned into ClevelandBrowns.com or the Browns mobile app, you listened to or watched the interview with Alex Mack or read the article about him playing his way back into shape, and he's just about now getting into that game shape. So the best football for Alex Mack is moving forward, coming off of that injury.
Yeah, it's got to be, and I think as you're knocking the rust off, they're working together again. This offensive line needs to do a little bit better job. Now, one of the things that came out of today's, and we're going to play John DeFilippo and we're going to play Jim O'Neill tomorrow, the offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator of the Browns, spoke to the media today, and there was something that came out that was interesting to me. He was asked if anybody surprised him in camp, and the first guy that he's mentioned was offensive lineman Darian Miller. Out of Kentucky, he singled him out. He also obviously talked about Bibbs because Bibbs has been so good. But so there, I know there's talent here, and this is a position that, you know, you and I, as we go through the 17 weeks of the regular season, don't want to be talking about in any kind of a negative
this
light.
This is the
whatsoever.
One you want to be taking. You want to be taking for granted.
Take for granted that they are going to show up and they are going to be dominant each and every week. This line, I'm going to give them for this game. I'm going to give them a D. I don't think the offensive line's where it needs to be, given the way this team is structured and what this offensive line was drafted to be and what it is expected to be for this offense.
Yeah, I might not go all the way down to a D, but I would say C-, D+, bordering right there. You expect so much more. You expect domination. The way we expect domination out of two groups on this team, out of our defense, should be dominant as a whole, if we can correct that, you know, those run fits. And then our offensive line, both protecting the passer and picking up where they left off and our ability to run the football as we saw in the first 6 weeks of last year.
You know, right now as I look at this, I'm just doing a cursory look right now at Pro Football Focus. Isaiah Crowell is the only running back right now in the league who's averaging over 2 yards a carry that is averaging more yards after contact than yards per carry.
Wow.
So he right now is averaging 2.6 yards per carry. Let me rephrase it. Averaging more, 2.4 yards per carry, and he's averaging 2.6 yards after contact. For just to put this in perspective, actually 2.2 yards per carry. The other guys that are also averaging, there are four running backs averaging 2.6 yards after contact per carry. Brandon Oliver in San Diego, who's averaging 4.4 yards per carry. Bishop Sankey in Tennessee, who's averaging 4.5 yards per carry. And Cameron Artis Payne in Carolina, who's their top backup right now, he's averaging 4.8 yards per carry.
Interesting.
Get them down the field.
Yep.
Get them down the field. Terrence West, you're wondering where he checks in. 2.5 yards per carry after contact, 3.5 overall. So still only getting a yard down the field before contact. Got to do a better job for these guys. It's imperative that they do a better job for these guys. You take, like, in Denver, C.J. Anderson, he's getting 2.5 yards down the field, 2.7 before he takes contact. That's what it's got to be.
Yeah.
You do that, and you get 2.6. All of a sudden, you're averaging 5 yards a carry, and this offense is humming. Get these guys down the field. This line is paid to be that good. It was drafted to be that good, and it needs to be that good.
It does.
Period.
It definitely does.
When we come back, we're going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Mike Pettine from the podium. Also, some news in. Reggie Wayne has signed a one-year deal with the New England Patriots. He will be there.
And he'll ball there. Of course
he will. Yes, he will ball there. Yes. He's old, 36, though.
He'll ball there.
We'll see what happens. All right, we'll be back right after this.